Ladies and gentlemen, this is Padmini Arhant, author PadminiArhant.com. The interaction between Indian political representative Raj and the ruling class member Sir Humphrey Dwight resumes now. Thank you. Hello, sir. Hello, Raj. Raj, I must tell you, I enjoy this interaction with you. You are a mine of information, aren't you? Thank you, sir. I would like to know more about your observations and thoughts on Indian society. Excuse me, sir. They were not my thoughts. I was citing Padmini Arhant in the course of my conversation. You might have noticed about that. Yes, that goes without saying. Now continue with this topic on Indian society. With pleasure, sir. I was talking about the upper class in Indian society. The upper class having servants to do a lot of things for them. Padmini Arhant comment in that respect, sir, how this upper class cannot survive without servants. That makes them look incapacitated. And at the same time, the upper class looking down upon servants or anyone doing their own household chores at home. She calls this a hypocrisy. Sir, hypocrisy is Padmini Arhant's favorite term, sir. And she always says that because I suppose, as I mentioned, she has a point. And this does make the upper class hypocritical, that they cannot survive without servants, and at the same time they look down on servants or anyone doing their own work and they call them servants. Anyway, sir, now let me talk about religion in politics. Sir, India is the land of religions, as you would know. And India is also the land of God's men, more than God's woman. Sir, you know, this is the irony, sir. Indian religion, particularly the Hindu religion, sir, women status is really very high for the goddesses, whether it be goddess Durga as Shakti, and then goddess Saraswati representing learning, that is knowledge, music, arts, and the creative field, sir. And then you have goddess Lakshmi, the most favorite of all, for she represents wealth in India, sir. So that being the case, sir, Padmini Arhant is often talked about this issue as well. And she has mentioned how Indian goddesses are worshipped, that when it comes to the treatment of women in Indian society, they have there is no respect for women, regardless of women politicians and women doing or being in many professions, sir. Again, sir, I would say that we are emulating the ruling class in terms of treating women that way, sir. Like as I said, we follow you every step of the way, the ruling class. And I don't know why this woman, Padmini Arhant, has any problems about that. You know, when you are emulating someone, you have to do everything what they are doing, right, sir? And this is where, sir, whatever the ruling class that is, you know, the class that you represent, sir, with all due respect, we are doing whatever you do, sir. And this is where, you know, she does not understand. And I think she understands, sir, but, you know, she also has her point of view that she would only talk about it And anyways, I was talking about religion and politics, right? India has many godsmen. Some are well known in India, and they're also there are others who are known abroad. Let me just talk about the ones that are very much news or newsworthy, as Padmini Arhant would say, and that is Baba Ramdev. You know, Baba Ramdev, sir, you must have heard about Baba Ramdev, right, sir? Yes, that name rings a bell. Is he the yoga guru? Sir, yoga guru for the media and politics, sir, but if you ask Padmini Arhant, you know what she has said? This is, of course, in response to what Baba Ramdev had to say about Padmini Arhant. But, anyways, Padmini Arhant has remarked about Baba Ramdev that Baba Ramdev is more of a gymnast than a yoga guru. Well, she thinks that he does gymnastics than yoga. Sir, now, what can we say about this woman, sir? Baba Ramdev is regarded the exponent of yoga. And here she comes along and says that, Baba Ramdev is a gymnast and not a yoga guru. And, I mean, and anyways, then I suppose like one should ask Padmini Arhant why she thinks that way. And I think she has already responded to that question, and she says that Baba Ramdev is a gymnast because he is suitable for circus. Circus. And she also said that, sir, that she is he's more he is already in circus, and that is the political circus. And then the other so that is again, sir, Padmini Arhant assessment of Baba Ramdev, that he's not a yoga guru, he's a gymnast, and that he should be that he is already in circus, and that is the political circus. And sir, this woman has her way of expressing her thoughts, sir, I have to say. That is why she's also branded the radical. But anyway, sir, I have to say, there is another individual, sir, godsman, and this particular godsman is not just well known in India but abroad, sir, more abroad than India. And he is none other than Sri Sri Shankar. Sri Sri Shankar, sir, he's the founder of the center called the Art of Living. But then when you ask Padmini Arhant, what does she say? This is also in response to what Sri Sri Shankar had commented about Padmini Arhant. So Padmini Arhant had this to say about Sri Sri Shankar. She thinks that Sri Sri Shankar is an agent of the ruling class, and the center, the Art of Living, it is should be renamed as the Art of Lying. So, I mean, this is what I'm talking about, sir. This woman, she has said that Sri Sri Shankar is the ruling class agent, and that the center Art of Living should be renamed the Art of Lying. I suppose, sir, there is a point in what you're saying, in the sense that Sri Sri Shankar and Baba Ramdev, they both became political favorites for the current political party in power, that is BJP. Not that, they were not associated with Congress or any other political faction, sir. But, sir, BJP took advantage of these two godsmen, their ability to mobilize the crowd. So, with all this mass following, sir, BJP took advantage, and they used these two godsmen or the guardsmen volunteered to be used by the political party, for they also wanted to be in spotlight. So, sir, this is Padmini Arhan's opinion, of course. She would say, so the Sri Sri Shankar, sir, is invited abroad, and he spends more time overseas than in India, sir, which is true actually, and he, you know, is received by foreign governments even more than what any foreign the national government or the leaders they do not really have that much connection with the foreign governments as much as Sri Sri Shankar does, sir. In that respect, Padmini Arhant has pointed out that Sri Sri Shankar is the agent of the ruling class. And then, sir, the fact that she says the art of living center should be renamed the art of lying, I suppose that woman is talking about the recent incident, sir, and that is both Baba Ramdev and Sri Sri Shankar, sir, they were honored with the awards, Padma Vibhushan. Sir, in India, we have these honors, awards, rather, and this is all awarded to those who have done favors to the political party, sir. You know, just like you have the Nobel Peace Prize that has become so widely conferred or upon people who are able to deliver to the ruling class. Am I right, sir? So in the same way, in Indian society, sir, in Indian politics, relevantly, they have these awards called Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan, Padma Vibhushan, and then I guess the highest honor is Bharat Ratna, sir. So, and these two godsmen, sir, Baba Ramdev and Sri Sri Shankar, were selected by BJP. After all, they had to express their gratitude to these two godsmen for their role in getting BJP elected, you know, defeating Congress, who had been in power for so long. You know, was not an ordinary task. So these two godsmen were going to be awarded Padma Vibhushan, sir. That is called, that is that represents the highest civilian award. But sir, these two gentlemen, or rather godsmen, they had humbly and politely declined the award, sir. But then Padmini Arhant comes along and then she says, this is again hypocrisy. For these two godsmen have been involved in terms of Baba Ramdev, sir, that Baba Ramdev is not, after all, holier than thou, for he has been, you know, in spotlight for advising one of the political aide representing BJP, sir, in the election in 2014, that how Baba Ramdev had to cover up about the black money circulation and distribution that is so common in Indian politics, sir. So so Padmini Arhant had you know, exposed that as well. I'm telling you, sir, nothing escapes this woman's attention. And then And then, sir, there was another about Sri Sri Shankar. What does she have to do? She has said that Sri Sri Shankar might have declined the award from the Indian government, but Sri Sri Shankar had never hesitated to receive all the accolades from Moscow and Washington and Beijing and so on. You know, that also, according to Padmini Harant, makes Sri Sri Shankar a hypocrite. Now, can you imagine, sir? This woman, I tell you, she is always, everywhere. And so religion and politics, sir, is really intertwined. And then, as you would have known about, the Babri Masjid violence and the Ayodhya temple involving the BJP patriarch, as they call him, L.K. Advani, and then of course there are others, who are cited in other kind of communal violence involving religion. So, sir, religion and politics is something that that cannot be separated. You know, in America they say that church and state are to be kept separate. But then, you see, there is so much in religion involvement in American politics as well, is it not, sir? That is something for Padmini Arhan to cover, I suppose. But then I will just stick with what I was talking about in the Indian society. And so, the Indian society, sir, we have religion, sir, and that is not Hindu or any other religion as one might think. You know, this is where they are wrong. You know, when people make this kind of remark that India is a Hindu state, whoever thought that India is a Hindu state, sir? No, sir, India is a cricket state, sir. Yes, cricket is a religion more than any other religion in India, and that is very true, sir. People would not care about anything when India is playing cricket, sir. Whether it is now they have these IPLs, and then of course they very sadly they lost this World Cup to Australia this year, sir. So I think that has really hurt the morale of not just the Indian cricket team, sir, but it's more than the Indian cricket team. The it has affected the Indian psyche for India to lose the World Cup. And then, what did they do, sir? I mean, this is something that you would be very, very happy to know about. I'll tell you. When this World Cup was about to begin, sir, in Australia, and they really plotted something against this woman, Padmini Arhant. You know, they prepared this Bollywood actress. I think she's more of a cameo than prominent actress. But anyway, sir, she represents Bollywood, and some actress by the name Anushka Sharma, and then Anushka Sharma dating a cricketer, and then she was she had accompanied her date. Virat Kohli is the Indian cricketer. And then sir, and Anushka Sharma, rooting for of course her date, or I'm not sure how serious that relationship has been or if there was any relationship. But then, sir, nonetheless, Anushka Sharma was supposed to be the make believe of Padmini Arhant being there. And the whole idea was to make Padmini Arhant the jinx in case Indian cricket loses the World Cup, sir. See how Indian politics and Indian psyche works, sir. It's all just kind of, I have to give it to them, sir. Hats off to India, in this respect. and how they want to portray this woman, and they really do not. They kind of, this is like a political witch hunt for this woman, sir. So this so-called this Bollywood actress, being in Sydney and supposedly, the Padmini Arhant, and then her presence making the Indian team lose. That means this is all like a mathematical calculation for them, sir, that Anushka Sharma is Padmini Arhant, and her presence in Sydney cricket ground, SCG, Australia, and making the Indian cricket team lose the World Cup, and that means Padmini Arhant is a jinx, sir. So and then on the contrary, sir, if Indian team were to win, sir, I would tell you that this would all been because of our honorable, very, very, very honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi, sir. Then it would have been, the credit would have all been attributed to our honorable Prime Minister, sir. But then India lost the cricket match, so the blame is all ascribed to this woman, Padmini Arhan. How is that, sir? Isn't that fantastic? This is how Indian, tricks work, sir. I mean, that's why, sir, India is so fortunate to have the ruling class as the shadow power. Huh? Where will we be without your guidance, sir? Honestly, I have to tell you, we are truly obliged. Thank you for the compliment, Raj. I am very pleased to hear about these developments. And yes, I'm interested in knowing more about other issues as well. So continue. Yes, sir. Again, sir, I would like to say there was another big blow to those who were plotting against this woman, Padmini Arhant, sir. Like, yes, the World Cup cricket team losing the match was to be ascribed to Padmini Arhant as the jinx. But then there was this flip-flop that has happened, sir. This badminton player Saina, I'm not sure, sir. I see, sir, I'm in politics, and I don't keep track of all this thing, but she happened to win the world championship, I believe, sir. So, then, sir, they were all very surprised. How could this happen? The badminton player winning this world title. Oh, no, sir, we don't know how these things happen. But one thing is for sure, sir, that we think that when anything goes wrong, sir, this is all this Padmini Arhan's fault. You see, and when anything good happens, sir, and we win, of course, it is all our honorable Prime Minister, or this is our India's luck, sir, and our effort and our talent. This is what we have our own way to cherish our victories and of course the losses. As I said, we do find a scapegoat, and we have a scapegoat, and that is Padmini Arhant, sir. So, and of course, we, sir, I have to tell you that we follow your guidelines, sir, every step of the way. After all, we have pledged allegiance to the crown, the empire, and the and Her Majesty, and then representing the ruling class, is it not, sir? So, whatever the ruling class, however they treat her, I mean, Padmini Arhant, we just do it even more than what the ruling class does against her, sir. So, another thing I would like to mention, sir, apart from religion in politics, there is something else that you might want to hear about, and that is India's cultural heritage, sir. All this talk about India's cultural heritage, and India is the Indus Valley civilization that Padmini Arhant has talked about earlier on, and all that. I mean, this is all just nothing but hogwash, sir. I mean, India's culture is adapting and adopting Western culture, sir. I mean, look at India's culture right now. I mean, when you visit India now, you're confused whether you are in New Delhi or New Jersey, United States. So, because it's not about the infrastructure or anything, sir. Oh no, but I'm talking about Indian culture adapting a Western lifestyle, sir, like Western ways of living, Western ways of living. Even Western people, when they come to India, they are shocked that how India is more westernized than Western nations are at present. And so, India is obviously, sir, they might have been slow in catching up with the introduction of bullet trains for public transport. But then when it comes to mimicking Western culture, they have become supersonic flights, sir. Yes, they are. They have left Western society far behind in their ambition to be westernized. And as I said, sir, again, once again, Padmini Arhant would say thanks to Bollywood. And then, that is Indian culture, sir, more Western or westernized, much to Western society's amazement. That is again Padmini Arhant's comment. Then you have, sir, yes, fortunately, I think it would be really hard for Indian culture to be transformed completely in terms of eating habits, sir. Even though even that has also changed dramatically in the decade, in the past 2 decades or so, where they say pizza, pizza, they eat pizza. Not pizza. And of course, they also like the burgers and you have, sir, we have KFC and McDonald's and yes, sir, we have all those fast food chains in India as well. Again, India is this is all part and parcel of India's economy. Open to foreign investments, sir. Yes, both the political parties, BJP and Congress, had vowed towards FDI, sir. FDI, which is the foreign direct investment, as they call it. Encouraging foreign investments. Yes, sir, foreign investments is all good. Again, Padmini Arhant has had a point about this as well. I mean, again, that woman has had problem in terms of this issue as well. What she had to say was foreign direct investment is healthy as long as it does not deprive of the local businesses like the retailers and anything that is more domestic businesses. And and again when I say that this woman has mentioned about it, and I guess she has a point when she says when any big multinational retailer like Walmart set up shop in India, that would be the end of the retail industry in India, for India has many retail businesses that are critical, and they do contribute to the economy. And so, she had expressed her concerns in that respect, sir, which of course was rejected. And of course, she received a flak from that point of view as well. And I think she deserves it. But then, sir, As I said, when she's trying to protect anyone who is vulnerable in society and who doesn't really have a voice, then she comes along. But then, the political system is the voice, sir. Who is she to be the voice of the people, sir? And, political system that is elected to power by the people do not necessarily have to represent the people, is it, sir? You know, this is where this woman, Padmini Arhan, doesn't get it, sir. She thinks that the government should be the people, government of the people, by the people, and for the people, sir. She thinks that the definition of democracy should be translated into action. I mean, she has to be really dreaming to even expect something like this. You know, that is why, she is, she is really... more foes than friends in political circles, sir, when she is trying to be the pragmatist, as she calls herself. But then, sir, the fact of the matter is, sir, when the government is all pro-business, and business is what makes the government happen, is it not, sir? You know, after all, consider the political campaigns. You know, who is making all the contributions, sir? And of course, Padmini Arhan has talked about how the political campaigns in America happens. But then she has also highlighted on the Indian political campaigns being flooded with all kinds of money, legal and illegal, from all different sources, including, nefarious elements and entities. And of course, sir, she has not hesitated to, I have to say, sir, she has not hesitated to even cite you, the ruling class, saying that, you're very much behind promoting illegitimacy in the electoral process, sir. And I think she has a big article about that in the coming months, I think so. But then, sir, I have to say, the elections, as she had pointed out, yes, is flushed with money, not just legal, sir, illegal. And I say, so what, sir? I mean, does she have any concept of how much it takes to fight an election, sir? Obviously not, I mean, there is so much money involved in elections. Billions and billions is not enough anymore, sir. You know, when you're really fighting become the power of any nation, sir, it has to be bankrolled by somebody or other. And when so many people come along and, they make donations and contributions, and obviously they're all going to be expecting the value for their money, is it not, sir? So then the candidates are also expected to deliver to their campaign donors. And so, but the Indian politics, sir, in Indian electoral process, Padmini Arhan has mentioned about how Indian politics, the elections, is rigged, not only with voting fraud, but counterfeit notes are also printed and distributed to buy votes. This is Padmini Arhan's analysis of the Indian election, sir. And of course, she has produced evidence in that respect. So I guess, you cannot really challenge her when she has made such assessment based on facts and evidence. But then, sir, you have, counterfeit notes are printed, and election is a fraud. And as it was, so what, sir? I mean, political parties, they just take turns, alternate to be in power. At the end of the day, they're all there to take care of themselves and each other, right? Raj, if I may interrupt you, yes, sir. I would like your opinion, or rather Padmini Arhan's opinion on this Common Man Party. You know how this Common Man Party, I think they call themselves AAP. What do you think about them? Sir, that is a very good question, sir, and I'm glad you brought that to my attention. And of course, sir, I will tell you all about this party called Common Man Party. And of course, as you just mentioned, I will also be inducing Padmini Arhan's opinion, as she has again talked about this Common Man Party as well. Common Man Party, sir, the way it emerged is, in the wake of anti-corruption rally, which was again invigorated by none other than this troublemaker Padmini Arhant. Sir, there she was there, city, there she started making these, with all this great hopes and expectations that there could be a cleanup act. Through this anti-corruption laws. And I guess, Madam Sonia Gandhi, in that respect, sir, I have to say she just shot down Padmini Arhan's aspirations when it came to anti-corruption. Why would Madam Sonia Gandhi shoot herself on the foot, sir, huh? When she has been the she's been at the height of all the corruptions and under her leadership. And then Padmini Arhant coming up with this anti-corruption rally and calling for anti-corruption legislation, just like did not go well, I have to say, sir. So then Madam Sonia Gandhi, with of course, sir, your ruling class behind her, made sure that this idea of anti-corruption law be buried, as you would say, sir, in English language, bury the hatchet. And that is how it has been buried, sir. And in the course of this anti-corruption, I have to say that the people who pose to be the representatives of this anti-corruption concept, sir, they even beguiled Padmini Arhant, sir. Like people like Anna Hazare, what's his name? Oh yes, sir, Kiran Bedi, IPS officer, sir, former IPS officer. And then in the wake of anti-corruption rally, was very much in spotlight again, sir. This woman Padmini Arhant had mentioned about how there should be a woman representation in the committee, and even recommended Kiran Bedi, thinking that Kiran Bedi is perhaps sacrosanct. But then I have to say Padmini Arhant's expectations were dashed by Kiran Bedi by proving that she is no different from anybody in Indian politics, sir. So, sir, I guess the ruling class, I also have to give you full marks in that respect, sir. Ruling class, you were able to just buy the entire representation of that anti-corruption rally from Anna Hazare to Kiran Bedi and Arvind Kejriwal by just basically, as you just mentioned in earlier on, with your incentives. And the incentive, sir, looks like it was the incentive was Magsaysay Award. Magsaysay Award to Shri Anna Hazare and Kiran Bedi and Arvind Kejriwal. It's like distributing pizza to them, right, sir? So Magsaysay Award did it, I suppose, isn't it, sir? And there was this slap on Padmini Arhant's face from the ruling class. That's yourself, sir. I would say job well done. Anyway, sir, these people having been bought by the ruling class, that is yourself and the, with all due respect, sir, and those whom you represent in this instance, that is just stifled, as Padmini Arhant had pointed out, the any prospects for anti-corruption laws in India, sir. Sir, if I may, I would like to talk about the your question that you raised about Arvind Kejriwal. So, sir, as I was mentioning, this anti-corruption rally, I don't think even the members at that time, whether it be Anna Hazare or Kiran Bedi and the likes, had any idea about this anti-corruption having an impact on the Indian mass. And then Padmini Arhant, with all this expectations of getting this anti-corruption law in place, was obviously dashed. And but then, sir, but then you ruling class were able to get these people on your side, did you not, sir? Anna Hazare, Kiran Bedi, and now Arvind Kejriwal. So, sir, at that time, this woman, Padmini Arhant, made a proposal, sir, to the people in India. They said, why not, you form your own political party, since the political party have no intentions of introducing any laws, anti-corruption or anything that would come back to haunt them. And that was so obvious, sir. With Madam Sonia Gandhi, as I said, heading the government, and all these scandals exploding on her face one after another with her direct involvement. Did this woman, Padmini Arhant, really think that Madam Sonia Gandhi is so dumb that she would just, commit a political suicide by introducing anti-corruption law that would first and foremost implicate Madam Sonia Gandhi? She was obviously dreaming, sir. And but anyway, sir, probably she thought she would give Madam Sonia Gandhi the benefit of the doubt. But of course, as usual, I have to say, even though I am criticizing Padmini Arhant, but Padmini Arhant did prove herself right, and in with this political party shooting down this anti-corruption law, whether it was to refute or in retaliation to Padmini Arhant's efforts or expectations in that regard. But I have to say, sir, this was definitely a political fist match between Padmini Arhant and the Indian political system. And sir, I have to say, when this was all going on, and of course, for the first time, with Padmini Arhant coming up with all these lofty aspirations about finally India cleaning up their act by getting their act together, as she put it in her blog. And then she said, maybe there is a chance and hope for India to become to curb corruption in society. But then little she knew that this is not happening in Indian society, sir. Not, of course, with the ruling class governing the Indian society. But then, sir, when this happened, I have to say, Padmini Arhant made comments about the level of corruption in Indian political system, sir. But again, that really did it, sir. I have to say, at that time, this woman was really in, she had her feet on fire, as one would say, right, sir? Then the Indian Parliament, I have to say, sir, they got so angry at this woman when she was pointing out that how corrupt the Indian political system is. Then they all just got together at that time, sir. The unity was just amazing. The Indian political system, they got together. In fact, I have to say, they ganged up against this woman, and then they said that, we are not going to tolerate something like this, any incriminating remarks about political members of Indian politics. And they said that this is sacrosanct. We are sacrosanct. To quote them, sir. And then the political parties, they all teamed up against this woman, Padmini Arhan, and then they made these very passionate speeches lambasting her in Indian Parliament, sir. That was something to witness, I have to tell you. Yes, sir. Yes, I know you're very happy to hear this, isn't it, sir? Yes, sir. This is all, of course, to also appease you, the ruling class. After all, where will we be without your guidance, for the Indian political system and Indian society, you're our godfather. So we were saying, so they lambasted this woman, Padmini Arhant, in Indian Parliament, sir, and they said that every one of them took turns, and they were able to deliver these passionate speeches against this woman, and they all gave each other thunderous applause as well. I mean, that was something to really watch, I have to tell you. And that was some experience for this woman, sir. But you would think that she would learn from that experience, but no, not her, not this woman, sir. She was not going to learn, and I told you she is very obstinate. Whenever she has such experience, she says she is more encouraged and more determined, and she will, stay on course. But then, sir, now, and then, sir, I was let me come to Arvind Kejriwal. Arvind Kejriwal, sir, in Padmini Arhant's opinion, sir, he's a celebrity overnight. He became a celebrity overnight, and I guess, sir, that is also very true, because not many people knew who Arvind Kejriwal was. But then, sir, Arvind Kejriwal, as it happens, that again now Padmini Arhant has to say that Arvind Kejriwal is no different, and Arvind Kejriwal is in fact also the agent of the ruling class. Arvind Kejriwal is the political yet another political tool for the ruling class. Those, I mean, her reference is, of course, sir, to yourself. I mean, with all due respect, to whom you represent, sir. And then also the political system in India, sir. So Padmini Arhant says that Arvind Kejriwal is a creation for diminish or deny the Indian electorate any fair representation. I mean, I guess so, sir. When you come to think of it, this woman has a point once again. I have to, I mean, I regret to say that. But then, Arvind Kejriwal, in Padmini Arhant's opinion, is nothing more than a political joke. She has pointed out about the, yes, she called the Indian people to form an Indian political party, sir. And I guess what Padmini Arhant had in mind was, people forming a political party to represent them and their cause and their problems could perhaps be more effective in addressing the issues concerning the people, especially the ones who really do not have any voice in India. But then, sir, did she have any idea that her idea will be stolen by the ruling class, yourself, sir, and then that idea will be promoted to her disadvantage and to your advantage, sir? I mean, this is what I call it, sixes in Indian cricket parlance, sir. So really, I have to say, I give it to you, sir, for the ruling class to steal this idea, this common man party, that the proposal that came from Padmini Arhant, and then making that proposal against her itself. And then you launched Arvind Kejriwal as the representative of, or the founder of, the common man party. But then what was very interesting about this common man party, that even bewildered. Padmini Arhant was the mascot, sir, the common man party's mascot. That is the broom. I suppose common man party emerging from in the wake of anti-corruption rally, and then Arvind Kejriwal becoming the overnight celebrity in Padmini Arhant's view, posing to become the messiah in terms of the anti-graft laws, but then you know, I suppose that, and Arvind Kejriwal, you know, in all fairness, to give Arvind Kejriwal credit, sir, I have to say the reason he might have chosen the mascot broom is to show that he is really into the action of cleaning up, you know, corruption. But it, you know, one can believe in anyone's action only when you know, anyone acts on their political promises, isn't it, sir? But it has been just the contrary so far, as with this political party, Aam Aadmi Party, as they call it, and this is, which means the Common Man Party, represented by Arvind Kejriwal and his followers. Again, you know, once anyone enters politics, where will politics be without cronyism, right, sir? And that is another favorite word for Padmini Arhant. She often mentions about cronyism in politics, and you know, where can anyone find cronyism so prevalent than Indian politics, sir? I already mentioned about how Indian politics, politicians have people wiping their footwear, and that is the kind of cronyism you witness in Indian politics. So Arvind Kejriwal, sir, has his share of cronies in his political party, and then as Padmini Arhant would say, and then, sir, Padmini Arhant's problem was, like, when she pointed out about the mascot, that, you know, why anyone would choose a broom as the mascot. I mean, I tell her, sir, what is in a mascot, sir? I mean, what is the problem with this woman? Huh? Oh, mascot is a basket. Who cares about what kind of mascot any political party chooses, huh? You know, sir, for example, you take your, American politics, right, sir? Again, I've come to know through Padmini Arhant that how Padmini Arhant has pointed out about this Common Man Party mascot being the broom. But then I ask her, you know, what does she have to say about the American politics, sir? For example, the Democrats in American politics, their mascot is the donkey. Does that mean that anyone who represents the political party, that is Democratic Party, are all donkeys, sir? Of course not, is it, sir? And, you know, similarly, the Republican Party in American politics, their mascot is an elephant, right? Does it mean that all those who represent the Republican Party are all intelligent and they have elephantine memory, like, you know, their mascot? That is also not true, is it, sir? So similarly, I tell this woman, Padmini Arhant, you know, what is it in a mascot? Whether it's a broom or, you know, a donkey or an elephant or, you know, I have to say, you know, with Congress, sir, Congress, their mascot is political party mascot. Congress party is hand, you know. They, it's almost like, you know, they are taking an oath, sir. But then I suppose that could be interpreted in many different ways. Again, this is what Padmini Arhant would say, that hand as the mascot for Congress political party had been more relevant, considering the level of corruption that Congress party is, I would not probably say famous, but this would only be considered notoriety, isn't it, sir? When someone is entrenched in corruption, as Congress Party has been, and not that BJP has been any far behind, but then now this Aam Aadmi Party, Common Man Party, founded and represented by Arvind Kejriwal, another Magsaysay Award winner, courtesy and thanks to you, sir, the ruling class. You know, you really know how to take care of the people when you want those people to be on your side, right? So, yes, that is absolutely true. We are always throwing the bait, and we know that we never fail on our target. But then there are some whom we can never possibly attract, no matter what kind of incentives we provide them. I know, sir. I know whom you're hinting at. That woman, Padmini Arhant, right? Yes, I know. But anyway, sir, I have to say, in terms of, sir, when we talk about this Aam Aadmi Party, Padmini Arhant has said that this has been nothing but a big political joke. This again, she calls that this ruling class game to deny Indian electorate the chance to be represented by a political party that is committed to the people. But then, sir, that could also be true in a way, because Aam Aadmi Party, you know, when they were elected to power, there was some this drama about this corruption law, but then Arvind Kejriwal decided to quit the first time, and leaving the electorate, almost abandoning the electorate, like Padmini Arhant had pointed out. And she even made references in one of her articles on this issue that Padmini Arhant, Arvind Kejriwal abandoning the Delhi electorate the first time was like the groom leaving the bride at the altar. And, and escaping from his responsibility. You know, so this is again, you know, Padmini Arhant's analogy to Arvind Kejriwal quitting the first time, sir. But then come second time, you know, I guess Padmini Arhant that did not make any there were no hopes or anything. In fact, she had written off this political party, Aam Aadmi Party, calling it a hoax. And I guess, you know, that woman once again is right. This is nothing proving to be more a hoax. And Arvind Kejriwal is again always vying for spotlight and more focused on celebrity status and being committed as the useful agent for the ruling class, is it not, sir? And of course, I think Arvind Kejriwal is expecting some rewards for dashing the hopes of the electorate that the ruling class, after all, what is the message, sir, through the Common Man Party? The message is there cannot be any Common Man Party, right? As Padmini Arhant has been pointing out, that there should be a Common Man Party. The ruling class goes against whatever she says. So they had, you had come along and aided Aam Aadmi Party in the election to win this election. And again, it all turns out to be nothing but a big political drama. And the drama still continues, sir. You know, this infighting in Aam Aadmi Party called the Common Man Party. Again, there are no common men. They are more, if there is any commonality, sir, like Padmini Arhant has pointed out, the commonality is they are all representatives of the ruling class. That is the commonality that Padmini Arhant finds in Common Man Party, whether it be Arvind Kejriwal or the so-called constitutional lawyer Prashant Bhushan, and then there was another political figure. There has been controversies about the political feud within that party, Aam Aadmi Party. So that brings the end of that common man party, and that means this is all to disrupt or destroy the chances of the common man or the ordinary people having any representation in politics. And I have to say to you, sir, the ruling class, kudos to you. You have you're able to buy everybody in politics, and you know, wherever possible, entertainment, and of course you always have the media and press under your control as well. And you know, does this woman Padmini Arhan think that you know she can possibly even do anything with when you have so much control over everything, sir? But she says you might have control over everything, but you have no control over your greed, and that is going to be the cause of your downfall. But then, sir, time will tell, will it not? So, sir, I'm being told that I will have to end this discussion right here, sir. So I will end this discussion right now, and I will be more than happy to talk about other issues if you have the time, sir. And of course, it all depends upon your convenience as well. But I have to tell you, sir, the pleasure is all mine once again, and I hope you enjoyed this conversation with me. Yes, Raj, absolutely. It has been very interesting, and as I mentioned, you this interaction with you has been extremely entertaining and informative. So thank you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this conversation between Indian political representative Raj and the ruling class member Sir Humphrey Dwight comes to the conclusion. There will be more on other topics in due course. Thank you for your attention.